It's not one of those I get one every day or several every day things, but it is an issue which does get raised with me several times a week, most recently in an email from Vic. Hello, John. Had the misfortune to try and find parking in the inner CBD. It's impossible since there are no parking marshals. Apart from the loss to the city, what about the loss to business, where customers like me might say to hell with it and leave? I can't believe that the city is sitting on its hands. Sean Glass is manager at Network Facilitation and Development for the City of Cape Town. Sean, is it fair to say that you're sitting on your hands on this issue? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. No, we most certainly aren't. We are very aware of the problem, and we have been taking steps to introduce a management service back to the street. In fact, we had an interim tender close yesterday for a service, a short-term service, and we're planning to complete the procurement process by and have somebody on the street by mid-June of this year.
Is that on a permanent basis or a near permanent basis, or are you hoping to have the interim solution in place by mid-June?
The interim solution by mid-June, and then we are working on completing the necessary process in terms of the Municipal Finance Management Act to appoint our permanent contractor to a citywide contract, and that we anticipate by the end of this calendar year.
Remind me, Sean, when the last contract stopped operating?
The three contracts that we had operating in different parts of the city terminated on the 30th of June last year during the lockdown.
By then, we were back to some kind of activity. I mean, really, does it take a year to get a temporary solution in place? A year of deep frustration for people who want to visit the CBD for business and for businesses in the CBD who want cars to move in and out so that customers can find somewhere to park?
Well, there were a number of factors at play at that point. We weren't sure when we would get to back to an alert level that would permit a parking management type business to operate, because at that point, not all industries were allowed back to work. And we also did feel that a holiday from payment of parking fees would encourage visitors to come to the CBD. Perhaps it would have had we not developed the problem of employees in the CBD parking all day on the street. When we realized that that was a serious problem.
When did you realize that, Sean?
It was about September of last year that we began to engage our traffic services colleagues to design an intensive program to enforce parking time restrictions. Because the issue is obviously, as businesses and you would know, is to get turnover of parking bays so that there's parking available for people who want to make quick visits to restaurants and so on.
But again, you were aware of a problem 7 months ago and you still don't have an interim tender operating. That seems too long.
Well, we did. Yeah, the drafting of the tender was initiated in mid-November and closed yesterday. It is a fairly long process, and we do acknowledge that the businesses have been suffering. So we make no bones about that. But to formally procure a service is quite a protracted process.
I understand that the Municipal Finance Management Act imposes necessarily onerous conditions because you don't want potentially, significant sums of money just tossed about at an official's whim. You do want a proper process. But to take 8 months to go from, guys, we have a problem, to an interim tender just having been awarded but 2 months to be operative, that seems to me I don't know. I don't inbuilt bureaucratic delay. I don't know what it is, but I can't believe that the process necessarily takes that long.
There's, without going into too much detail, there are quite a number of steps that one needs to take, including vetting of the contract that is put out with the tender, and so on. So we accept that it's been a while. It's been it has been a long time.
Okay, so mid-June, you're going to be asked to pay for your parking, but until then, the same kind of free-for-all as operates now is likely to continue.
Well, we have engaged our colleagues in traffic services who have agreed to make or to increase the frequency of enforcement in this last 2 months while we are getting the contractor on site. So we're hoping that will.
Yeah, but I mean, there's not much they can do, because it's not as if there's a parking meter and you can see the parking meter has expired. And then, I mean, this is going to require traffic officials to walk up and down the streets noticing, this car is parked here at 18 minutes past 10 and walk past at 15 minutes past 12 and say, oh, it's still here, and issue a fine. Best will in the world, that ain't going to happen. Not in practice.
It is a labor intensive process, and it is still going on daily in different parts of the CBD. Historic records show an average of around about 45 such fines per day for overstaying, and they are able to, but it is quite labor intensive, as I said.
And they are all manning traffic intersections because of copper theft, so they're not available to do this labor-intensive work. Okay, well, thank you, Sean, for sketching the situation to us as it is at the moment. Unsatisfactory, though many people are finding the current situation. Sean Glass is the manager at Network Facilitation and Development at the City of Cape Town.